This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Are you one of those people who took up stress baking during the pandemic? Maybe you were sharing a sourdough starter with friends and neighbors and have perfected a recipe. Well, there's legislation in Illinois that would make it easier for certain types of home chefs and bakers to sell their products. This spring, the General Assembly passed the Home to Market Act, Senate Bill 2007, if you want to look it up. It would make it easier for cottage food makers, those who make lower-risk foods like baked goods or jam, to sell directly to consumers, not just at farmers markets. We're joined now by two food producers in Illinois who have advocated for this law. Kelly Lay is a home baker and hot sauce maker from Leroy, Illinois, outside Bloomington. Kelly, welcome to the 21st.
Hello.
Hello, and we're also joined by Kathy Sherry. She is a baker with Cake du Jour in Elk Grove Village, has been advocating for this change in the law so she can sell wedding cakes. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I want to begin, Kelly, with you. How did you get started making hot sauce?
Yeah, so I'm kind of a garden nerd. I work on a farm, and I got into the world of peppers, and there's not a lot of information, I guess, out there on how to use them when you're growing as many different types as I am. So I just started kind of playing around, and when you end up with a lot of extra hot sauce, you're handing it out to friends, and then people are asking to buy it, and it kind of naturally grows from there.
Kathy, what about you? How did you get started baking?
Well, I've been doing this for 39 years. The first cake was for my daughter's first birthday. It kind of went from there. After a couple of years, I started a couple classes, taught myself for a really long time because there was no internet back then. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And with more classes and more practice, my skills have grown, and I'd like to be able to share it.
Listeners, I also want to invite you to join our conversation at 800-222-9455, especially if you have taken up one of these crafts, be it making jam or making hot sauce or baking cakes, cupcakes, cookies, whatever it might be. If you've ever thought, boy, I think I could turn this into a business, maybe even just a side business, 800-222-9455. We'd love to hear about it. 800-222-9455 is the number. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. So, Kathy, I understand you've been advocating for this change in the law for a while. I wonder, can you tell us what does the current law forbid that you want to do? Are you sort of, practicing a samizdat baking out there?
Yeah, varies in the state from county to county, from health department to health department. One place you can do it, another place you can't. One place you can do it this way, another place you have to do it that way. And so for the last 10 years or so, since Chloe's Cupcake Law, if you remember that, the plan has been to have a consistent law across the entire state of Illinois. And that is what Senate Bill 2007 has done for us. And we're just waiting for the governor to sign it.
And can you tell us what would change for the cottage food producers? What specifically will it just sort of?
Well, I can bake at home and I can sell it to consumers. I cannot sell it to venues or stores or markets. I can sell it at a farmer's market, or I can sell directly to the consumer. I can sell buttercream, which I've not been able to do anywhere, but it's got to be American buttercream, not meringue buttercreams. But hey, it's a foot in the door. It's basically I'll be able to legally sell. I'm not going to have to do it under the table. I'll be able to advertise and tell people that I'm available for this. And that's what I'm looking for, and consistency across the state. If it's okay in Peoria, I want it to be okay in Elk Grove Village. So,
Kelly, can you respond? What do you say to people who might hear this and think they're a little worried about the public health aspects of this? How would you reassure them?
Well, I think that a lot of people are already partaking in cottage food without really realizing it or being aware of kind of the what encompasses that. I mean, anytime you're, when I grew up, when you needed cupcakes, you'd buy them from the little lady at the church or your neighbor down the street. And that's all home kitchen cooking. So there is some risk. I mean, it's not a inspected certified kitchen, but also the foods that the law allows are selected because they're particularly low risk. The new law actually adds hot sauces. So they weren't, there was no like provision for them in the kind of previous version of the cottage food laws. And so we spent a lot of time bringing a lot of stakeholders to the table and really talking through what's reasonable for a home kitchen to produce, what safety features do we need to have in there. And we kind of ended up with the new bill. So I think that consumers can feel very comfortable that what they're buying from a home kitchen is a low risk food, something that has been made locally, sold locally by their neighbors, pretty much as long as the country's been around and probably longer than that.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. If people are thinking of, if you've ever eaten cupcakes from a church or school bake sale or something like that, you've partaken of home kitchen type foods. Kathy, are there some other, I don't know if you can run down maybe some of the other products we've talked about, baking and hot sauce. What is there anything else that this opens avenues for in terms of food products?
Oh my goodness. Salsas and sauces, jams and jellies. It's just anything you can do in a home kitchen, and from the safety aspect, we're going to have to take the food sanitation courses, which is, it's a no joke class. It goes like 8 hours and it's a really hard test at the end. So the public can feel safe that we're doing this, and there's going to be provisions that we will meet, that we'll have to self-certify. So the public can feel safe, whether they're buying a cake, hot sauce, jellies, salsas, It's a wide open field now.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about some legislation that passed the General Assembly this spring. It's currently awaiting action from Governor Pritzker. It's called the Home to Market Act. It would make it easier for cottage food makers, specifically people who make lower risk foods like baked goods, jam, salsas, hot sauce, to be able to sell directly to consumers, not just at farmers markets. We're talking with two food producers from Illinois who have advocated for this law. Kathy Sherry is a baker with Cake du Jour in Elk Grove Village, and Kelly Lay is a home baker and hot sauce maker from Leroy outside of Bloomington. And you're welcome to join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. So, Kelly, I wonder, how do you think this law, if assuming the governor signs it, how would this help your business?
Yeah, so Kathy kind of touched on the different markets and the different requirements that each county has implemented, and in some cases, each municipality. As a very rural, small business, home-based business, I often travel to different markets or sell to customers in different counties. I live kind of right on a border. And so I have to deal with this very widely ranging set of regulations. The new cottage food bill really simplifies that for me. Instead of having to have a pH test for every single hot sauce for one county and for no hot sauces, but I have to have a production plan for a different one, I know exactly what I need to do to meet everybody's needs. So that really takes a lot of the kind of regulatory burden off of me as a small producer.
And I understand there was a sort of a dollar cap on what could be sold previously. Can you address that point? $1,000?
Yeah, I think it was $1,000, and it was really obscure whether or not it was gross or net. So like if you had really high, a lot of times like bakers have really high costs for their materials, or if you're making jam and you have to buy your fruit, that didn't really have any impact. It was a lot of health departments interpreted as just straight $1,000 gross, not profit. So it could be extremely hard to actually have a business that was financially responsible within those constraints. And what ended up happening, I think, is that largely people just didn't report their profits.
And Kathy, I wonder if you have a perspective on that dollar cap and changes that specifically is going to bring about.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as a baker, you know, and I use good ingredients, you know, butter is $4 a pound. Vanilla, let's not even talk about that. You need a mortgage. But, you know, so your ingredients are expensive. And then, you know, if I sell a wedding cake, I mean, at $1,000, I might be able to sell two or three wedding cakes a year. That's all. And that's if they count it as profit, not what I bring in, period. You know, so it's going to make a huge difference for me, a huge difference. And for all of us, for all of us. I know that there was some discussion that they wanted to keep it down so that people would open storefronts. But you're not going to make enough money to build up the financial groundwork you need to do something like that. So this is going to make a huge difference. And there will be more storefronts opening because we're able to make more money to save up to do such a thing.
All right. I think we have a caller on the line. Peggy is on from Bloomington. Peggy, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, my question is, we do small fruits at our farm, and the one cottage law, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around, is I do jams, and I can sell them in my garage, but we have put in a new barn and like kind of a sales area, and they have told me I now have to make the jam in the barn in order to sell it in the barn that's only 100 feet away.
Hmm. Okay, Peggy, thank you for that question. I don't know if either of you can weigh in on that. Kelly, do you have a thought as to whether the new law addresses that particular situation?
I think it has to do with whether or not your farm is registered as a business, because they might be interpreting your barn as the business location and your home as a separate business. So the cottage food laws really try to deal with home kitchens, that kind of like first introductory step into having a food-based business. And I know, having dealt with the same county that you're dealing with, that sometimes they can be very particular about the wording. So that's what I would look into, is whether or not they're considering that as a storefront. You, as a cottage food, you don't qualify as having a storefront. You have to do it from your home or in a, like a temporary business type setting, like going to a fair or a festival or a farmer's market. But a brick and mortar kind of bumps you up to the next level, and then you have to follow rules relating to commercial kitchen usage and things along those lines. So like kind of the next tier up.
All right. Good information. And Peggy, thank you for the call. And we are pretty much out of time for our show today. So I want to thank my guests. They've been Kelly Lay, a home baker and hot sauce maker from Leroy, and Kathy Sherry with Cake du Jour in Elk Grove Village. Kelly, Kathy, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your perspective on this proposed change in the law in Illinois.
Thank you
so much.
Listeners, tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking. Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is going to be visiting Crystal Lake, Illinois tomorrow on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about that and more going on with the Illinois Congressional Delegation with Lynn Sweet. We're also going to be talking with author and public radio host Shankar Vedantam, host of the Hidden Brain program and podcast. His latest book is Useful Delusions, The Power and Paradox of the Self-Deceiving Brain. If you have a question for him, you can always leave us a voicemail. Our number is 217-321-21. That's 217-300-2121. You can also find that number at our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, why not subscribe to our podcast? Again, the URL, 21stshow.org. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.